It's a reading of the second mystery drama by Rudolf Steiner entitled The Soul's Probation. This is the last scene of the play, the mystery drama, scene 13. The Sun Temple, the hidden mystery place of the Hierophants. Lucifer, Ahriman, the three soul figures, Strader, Benedictus, Theodosius, Romanus, Maria. Enter at first Lucifer and Ahriman. Lucifer, victorious, the Lord of all desire stands here before you. I have succeeded in the conquest of that soul, who even in the brightness of the spirit sun feels it's still related to our realm. At the right moment I could blind him to the vision of the shine of light, to which he only dreamingly had yielded. But all my hopes that we shall be victorious in the spirit realm must vanish when now I turn to you, my comrade in the battle. You could not conquer for yourself the one who would have brought our labor to its goal. I can maintain the human soul surrendered now to me within our realms for but brief spans of earthly time. Yet all in vain, for soon I must return him to our foes. To win full victory we'll need the second one, who has withdrawn from your control. Ahriman, the time is not propitious for my action. I find no means of access to men's souls. One is approaching whom I've stirred up tenaciously. Though he is coming, ignorant in spirit, the drive for reasoning compels him on. I must give way to him and to this place, where he can only come unconsciously. Exit Ahriman. The three soul forces enter with Strader. Philea. I will imbue myself with illumining power of faith. I will inspire myself with living force of trust from inner joy, of striving, that thus the spirit sleeper may be awakened by the light. Astrid. I will weave into one the treasured word of revelation and humble joy of soul. I will condense the shining rays of hope. They shall ray forth in darkness, and they shall dimly gleam in light, that thus the spirit sleeper may be upheld by powers of hope and joy. Luna. I will bring warmth to light of soul. I will make firm the force of love, that they take courage for themselves, that they redeem themselves, and rising high, endow themselves with weight, that thus the spirit sleeper may be released from cosmic burdens and liberated by inner joy of light. There appear Benedictus, Theodosius, and Romanus. Benedictus. My brothers, I have summoned you who are to me companions in search of spirit light, which shall stream forth to souls of men. You know the nature of the sun of soul. It radiates at times in midday's perfect brightness. At other times it weakly penetrates the mist of dreams in twilight's glimmer, and often it must yield to darknesses. The temple servant's spirit sight must penetrate those depths of soul where spirit light shines mightily from cosmic heights. However, it must also find those somber goals that wish to guide man's growing forces unconsciously in darknesses of soul. The spirit beings who bestow on cosmic souls the spirit nourishment from cosmic powers are present now within our hallowed temple. They wish to guide the aims of one man's soul from spirit night to lofty regions of the light. The sleep of knowledge still envelops him. But a summons of the spirit has already sounded in his unconscious depths of being. What they have spoken to his inmost soul will soon pierce through into his spirit hearing. Theodosius. His soul was not yet able to discover itself again within the light of spirit, which radiates through senses' revelation and shows the meaning of all earthly progress. He saw God's spirit unadorned by nature, and saw all that belongs to nature God estranged. Through many earthly lives he felt a stranger confronting the true meaning of existence, and only found as tools of his own being those sheaths of body which severed him from world and from mankind. He will acquire forces in the temple to feel the alien life outside him as his own, and so be able to attain the power which frees the soul from the labyrinths of thought and shows the pathway to the springs of life. Benedictus, another man is striving for the temple's light. In future only will he near its portals and ask for entrance to this hallowed place. Throughout a life of serious search for knowledge, he has implanted seeds of thinking in his soul. The spirit light shone on these seeds and ripened them outside the temple. He could perceive his present life on earth as sequence of another life he had experienced in times long past. He has become aware of errors in that life and realizes all their consequences. He lacks the power to fulfill the duties which he can sense through knowledge of his self. Romanus. Capesius shall, through powers of this temple, learn how a man must, in a single life, be burdened with the duties which demand to be absolved in their full measure only by many of his lives of earthly pilgrimage. And so he will acknowledge without fear that he must carry consequences of former errors still beyond the gate of death. He certainly will prove victorious in battles that lay open spirit portals when boldly he confronts the guardian who stands there at the threshold of the spirit land. This guardian will make manifest to him that no one reaches into heights of life who fears his book of destiny. With courage he will come to the conviction that self-enlightenment must come through pain. The will becomes companion to the one who bravely goes to meet what is to come, and fortified by hope's strength-giving stream, will boldly face the pain which knowledge brings. Benedictus, you have, my brothers, at this present hour, as faithful servants of our temple, marked out the paths in wisdom on which you'll lead both seekers for the Spirit to goals that are essential to their souls. The service of this temple asks for further work. You see the Lord of all desire here at our side. This sacred place he was allowed to enter because Johannes's soul could open portals which otherwise are barred to him. Our brother, whom we've given consecration, lacks still the power to resist courageously the words arising out of darknesses. Good forces will grow strong in him when on their opposite they test themselves. Soon will he be received within our temple, encompassed by our warm fraternal love. And yet the treasure of his spirit must be guarded now that his will is to descend into dark realms. Benedictus, turning to Lucifer, I must address myself to you who not for long must rule the place where you are standing. The temple's power at present cannot wrest Johannes's soul from your domain, but in the future he'll be ours again, when those fruits of our sister's deeds that now as blossoms we can see will ripen. Maria appears. She was allowed to see in her past life on earth how closely linked Johannes was to her. He followed after her in those days, even when she herself tried to resist the light to which she now devotes herself. When bonds of love prove strong enough, they may outlast the spirit's transformations. Then will the power of the Lord of all desire most certainly be shattered by their firmness. Lucifer. But it was Benedictus's will itself to separate Johannes from Maria. And where men separate from one another, the field is well prepared for my dominion. I'm ever searching for those souls who live completely for themselves, that I may liberate from cosmic servitude the life on earth for all eternity. Maria, in the clothing of a monk, could turn the soul away from his own father, the soul indwelling now Johannes's form. For me this too prepared the seeds which I can surely bring to ripening. Maria, turning to Lucifer. In human beings, there are springs of love to which your power cannot penetrate. They are unsealed when faults of former lives, which man has brought upon himself unconsciously, are seen with spirit eyes in later lives on earth, and by free will of sacrifice, are then transformed to deeds which fructify true human progress. The powers of destiny have granted me the retrospect of former days on earth. The signs are also now revealed to me, by which I learn to guide my will to sacrifice, that good may come to those whose threads of life are interwoven with my own throughout the evolution of the earth. I saw Johannes's soul within its former body, withdrawing from his father, and saw the powers which compelled me to estrange the son from his own father's heart. Thus does the father now confront me, reminding of my ancient debt to him. He speaks distinctly in a cosmic language, whose symbols are the actions of man's life. What I have set between the son and father now reappears, though in another form, within this life, which bound again Johannes's soul so closely to my own. And in the pain I had to undergo in severing Johannes from myself, I can see destiny at work in my own deeds. If now my soul is loyal to the light which spirit powers bestow on it, it will be strengthened by the services which I may render to Capacius upon his arduous life pilgrimage. With forces one like this, my soul beholds Johannes's star with certainty. Although at times misled by fetters of desire, he does not walk the path illumined by the light. The spirit vision, which has led me back to distant days on earth, will teach me now how in the present I must shape those bonds of soul, so that life forces, once prepared unconsciously, may work in clarity for man's welfare. Benedictus. There formed itself in earlier days on earth a knot from threads that karma spun in world becoming. In it three human lives are interwoven. There shines forth on this knot of destiny the lofty spirit light within the temple. To you, Maria, I must address myself, for you alone of these three souls are present in this hour and at this holy place. May in yourself this light now heal and turn into the good those forces which once firmly bound your threads of life with all the others in a knot of destiny. In former days, the father could not find the heart of his own son. But now the spirit seeker will accompany your friend upon his path into the spirit land. Yours is the duty to maintain Johannes' soul within the light. When once you held him fast in bondage, he could but blindly follow you. You gave him back his liberty, which he still clung to, when he still clung to you infatuated. You'll find him once again, when he succeeds in conquering his selfhood for himself. If your soul can be loyal to the light which spirit powers bestow on you, Johannes's soul will thirst for you in realms where still the Lord of all desire holds sway. And through the love which keeps it bound to you, his soul will find the path into the light. For he who knowingly beheld the heights of spirit from his depths of soul can pass through light and darkness livingly. From cosmic reaches he has breathed the air which quickens life to all eternity, and living raises every human life from depths of soul to lofty regions of the sun. Curtain, the end of the second mystery drama written through Rudolf Steiner, entitled The Soul's Probation.